okay, well, let's keep that.
Right, this, right.
With Young Jules, she has the middle verse. I have the first and the last. And she is a very, very, very talented lady out of Jackson, Mississippi, who has been working very, very hard.
Right.
And at this particular point in my career, those are the only kind of people I try to align myself with. Like, if I see that they're actually trying to pursue moving forward with their music career. So her movement is undeniable. She's been on a lot of big stages and gotten a lot of opportunities where she stands out in the crowd. Let me just say it like that. I had to tap her. You know, on top of that, I wanted to show love to other, like the lady MCs that are actually out here working.
Right, right.
And trying to, you know, not get overlooked in a, you know,
predominantly male dominant society. Right. I get you loud and clear. So let me just ask this because I want you to know.
Okay.
That you have a network that will support you.
Yes.
Okay, this right here.
Thank you.
Because that's our dedication. You and I talked off air briefly about what our goal is. And our goal is not to be like the mainstream radio stations that you hear, and you hear the same 12, 15 songs over and over and over and over and over again every day. What about the great talent that is even greater than these people that you listen to, you don't get a chance to hear from. So I want talent like you, my friend, to know that you have a platform right here.
Thank you.
And the only thing I'm asking from you and our listening audience right now, please share this network with somebody.
Yes. Without question.
It's black owned, black operated, self-funded. Mm-hmm. Nobody's in my ear. Tell me what I need to do. If I need to go to the CEO, I'm talking to myself.
Hey, there you go. I like that. I like that.
So we're going to come back. I'm going to play another one of your songs and then we're going to come back. And I need to know, when did you start singing and when did you know you had the talent to do this? After this. Uh-oh. This is called Self-Destruct. Oh, man. I like this already. No. Uh-oh. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Us as much, I promise. I really couldn't care any less about everything that I've accomplished. What's a king with no queen, a shack with no beam, Martin without a dream? All the answers incomplete, nothing can compete, nothing can compete. Let me take your pretty hand and explain to you all the things drugs. cause me, man, I really don't believe this. I look to you for strength when I know that deep down inside you are my weakness. How can I say I love you when I know that I'm the reason that you're crying? I imagine that this feeling is about as close as I wanna get to dying. Cause I believe in life, I believe in trust, I believe in unity, so I believe in us. I believe in love, I know you do too. I know that it's hard to love me even when it hurts. Give me one more chance just to prove my love, and I swear you'll never hurt again. I'm praying for patience and hoping that God has saved me, cause I know that I just ruined all my chances. Try not to panic for thinking about all the damage, man, it's got me feeling like I'm barely standing. Gotta save me, cause I know that I just ruined all my chances. Try not to panic, but thinking about all the damage, man, it's got me feeling like I'm barely standing. I've tried and I failed, and I know it's been hell, no. I've cried and cried, but I'm not giving up, cause I refuse to let myself destruct.
Come on now.
Woo.
no. Oh, we're going to stop it right there. Oh, because that next set, I'm just anticipating. Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Studio W, The Buzz, and it is Monday night. I'm flying solo tonight. My partner is out on assignment. D.A. Waymaker, and I want to thank you so much, my dear friend, because bringing these brilliant artists here to this network. And now, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones, if memory serves me correctly, sir, I remember saying and asking, when did you start singing or when did you get started and when did you know that you could do this?
Well, I have been singing and performing in general for as long as I can remember.
Okay.
My earliest memory of me actively singing is probably around second grade, right?
So, okay. You know, some people stayed, women, hold it. Some people stayed in the second grade longer than they should have. So at what age are we talking about 10, 11?
No, younger.
Younger?
Yes, definitely. I was young enough to.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, I six remember or the seven. Song. It was Usher. I was singing, "You Make Me Wanna Leave," and then my mom grabbed me, and that's when I got my first lesson on the importance of lyrics.
Well,
and just saying, because obviously I had no idea what I was saying, but it sounded though. So.
Oh wow! So your mom. So let me ask you:
yes,
are there any other singers in your family?
I do have other musicians and singers in the family, but they are not pursuing career in music the way that I am.
Right. So we're talking about probably the age of eight?
Somewhere in there, yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. And now, did you sing in the choir in school? Did you sing? Did you? Okay, tell us about that.
Okay, so I was in choir in school, I think from eighth grade, maybe all the way through graduating high school.
Uh-huh.
I was not only in show choir where we had to learn choreography and sing, but I was also in a group choir that we had called Madrigals, which is essentially an a cappella choir.
Wow.
Full of, I think Madrigals consisted of probably about 20 individuals doing from soprano all the way down to bass.
Right.
So yeah, I was drum major in the band.
Oh. Well.
So, yeah, music has always been a part
of it. Oh, dude, I'm loving all of this. I'm loving, let's talk about that a cappella choir.
Okay.
And because there was a show and I was reminded, oh boy. Oh, okay. Listening. Oh my God. Is that Derek the Change Man? Oh my goodness.
Man, we were just talking about him not too long.
Yeah. Hey brother. Hey, stay tuned because I need you to hear what I'm coming with next. Okay. During our next break, it'll be in about 3 or 4 minutes, but I have to get back to Mr. Jones here. I'm loving your music, man, and I just want to know how did it start and who inspired you. And that's why I asked about, any other musicians or writers or songwriters. And you mentioned your mom earlier. Mm-hmm. How inspirational was her influence on you?
Oh, man. So I can... She was the reason why my diverse appreciation for music exists. My mom was one of the ones that had the big CD cases with, like, you could flip through and it's like 300 CDs in there. And, you know, forgive me if there's anybody out there that doesn't know what a CD is anymore, but... So I can remember just flipping through all of them, even though I didn't know the first thing about what to do with
right?
it. I was, all of these are different colors and they're pretty. So I started liking it then. And then when I finally used it, I was like, oh, this sounds nice.
So good, yeah. Man.
It started with Mama.
This is so good. And how inspiring, how inspiring was that? And I'm going to pull up something here in a little bit, but I want you to keep talking. Now, through your journey, let's talk about, we know your mom, and ladies and gentlemen, you got a mom and or dad, okay, that supports you. You have no idea what that means to the child.
Yes.
That is so
very
important.
Very important.
And we've got to get back to that. We really have to get back to that. You know, everything is so computerized right now. But there is nothing computerized about a child and parent relationship. You can't computerize that.
You're right.
You know, oh my. So tell us now, how was your dad? Did your dad sing?
No, apparently not. Okay. So, I think there's an asterisk on that. So okay. The way it's always been told to me is that, Pops, he don't do any kind of music. He don't, none of that kind of stuff. He's not a performer, none of that. But depending on who you ask, before I got here, he was the man.
Oh, so he became a fan after you.
I guess he calmed down once I got here. I don't know.
Hey, look here. Hey, look here. You can't be mad with him.
Right.
You his son. And he said, look, I'm supporting my son.
Yep.
And then guess what? Then he found his way.
Right. All these stories he used to have, Tuesday night disco in his apartment. I'm like, where is this energy? I didn't get any. Where I haven't seen any of that, sir. Like, what is this? Him and my mom used, apparently, because, you know, obviously.
Oh, this is too good.
But they used to win dance contests together and everything. I'm like, what is this? Like, why is everybody telling me this, but I haven't seen any of it?
So, your dad, he was a dancer, though. Could he dance?
Allegedly. I can't confirm. What like I said, by the time I got here, he was a different person. He changed his life for me.
Oh, man. Okay, what I'm going to do, I want you to bear with me. Okay. Because the reason why you're here right now is because of this gentleman that we need to acknowledge.
All right.
That's Derek the Change Man Smith. He started because, Derek the Change Man Smith, ladies and gentlemen, you need to check this guy out. One of the most fascinating, and I say this without, now look, I don't need to explain it. Individuals I've ever met in my life. He is an amazing, amazing singer and performer.
Okay.
He's a soul singer, a southern soul singer.
Yeah, yeah.
A blues singer.
There we go.
A country singer.
Love it.
Okay. I did mention southern soul. He's also a comedian.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Man. Now, it gets gooder. Okay. He's also, check this out, ladies and gentlemen, a preacher.
Love it.
Man, I love this cat. Just one of my favorite people. And what happened when I came up with this show, I don't even think we're a year old. We're about 10 months, I think, into the show, and it is the fastest growing and one of my favorite programs to put on the week. And that is like Monday Night Madness, but also cultural excellence. And when I told Derek, he said, look, when I told my good friend Derek,
I have this idea about doing, or I'm going to do, cultural excellence. Cultural excellence in music, art, entertainment, business. Mm-hmm. Okay? All right? And entertainment. And he said, I love that. He said, Mr. B, he calls me Mr. B. He says, look, I've got an idea for you. And that when he brought on Bessie Stokes. Okay. And Bessie Stokes was my co-host. And then he introduced me to The Waymaker.
Yep. Gotcha.
And we gotcha. And that's it. I love it. I love it. And this song right here, ladies and gentlemen, for you, Dr. D. I call him Dr. D.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir, for everything you've done. It's called Crazy About You. Dare to Change Van Smith. He's a bad boy. He's a bad, bad boy. Come on now.
That what I feel ain't real. I cry about it.
Come on now.
I lied.
Come on, son.
To tell you the truth. I almost died about it. And oh, baby. I'm still crazy. I'm crazy about you, crazy about you. I know you moved on.
Crisscross.
You got a new family. I heard you got three kids. And they say your oldest boy looks like me. I heard that you're doing good.
Come on, son.
On your job, you got a promotion. But I hope that man is treating you good. Giving you love and devotion. But oh, baby, I'm still crazy. I'm still crazy about you, baby. Before I give you stress, I'll leave all this craziness alone. But if there's half a chance,
come on, son.
I just have to try before I close the door. Close the door and tell you goodbye. Still crazy,
come on.
I wanna justify and express myself. I gotta say that I'm still
crazy
about you, Lord, I'm still crazy about you. I don't understand how that man has been with you this long. And haven't changed your last name. I don't understand it. Good God Almighty. I heard you got his kids. But still, he ain't changed your last name. Ooh, baby, if he had taken you
kid
down to the altar,
that's all he had to do.
I wouldn't bother you.
Come on.
Oh, baby, if he had taken you down to the courthouse, he wouldn't bother you. God Almighty, there's still a chance. I want you to know
That boy.
Crazy. Oh, crazy. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Let me tell you what I've been going through. Baby, your picture is in my wallet. Behind my driver's license. Just the other day, I almost ran in the back of somebody. Ooh. And in my dresser drawer, in the bottom drawer, there are pictures of you and I. And sometimes
that boy.
When I'm feeling low, sometimes when I'm feeling down,
come on,
I look at your pictures.
Jerk did change
the county fair, and I want you,
my friend. I warn you that.
Pink teddy bear. Oh, crazy. I know it sounds after all this time that I'm out of my mind. But if you have anything left for me, if you have anything left for me, tell me. Oh, tell me. Come on, go in.
That boy. Look at, I saw him. Look, he's a friend of mine.
Baby.
And the last time I saw him, we were in College Park, Georgia. And he had the nerve to sit down on the floor.
But let me just say this here. Listen.
I've never seen anything like that. That bad boy, Dirk, the change. Man, Smith, my friend.
Here it is.
Come on, man, let's do this.
Searching, baby. For a long
time. Come on, son.
For somebody who will touch your heart.
Come on.
And ease your trouble, mind. You've been looking everywhere. Searching high and low. Still can't find satisfaction. You don't know where to go. Here it is. You ain't gotta look no more. Here it is. I've got what you've been looking for. See, I've been watching you for a long time, but I couldn't say a word. 'Cause you was with that other man, baby. One that caused you pain and so much hurt. But now that it's gone away, you don't have to ever worry again. 'Cause I'm gonna feel your love tank, baby.
Here it is.
I've got what you've been looking for.
work all the time. Now it's time to turn that frown upside down. You've been having a little boy trying to do a full-grown man's job. He can't see you, baby. He can't reach you. But I see you, baby. And I'm gonna help you spread your wings. I wanna see you fly.
Here it is.
I wanna see you soar. The choice is yours.
Hey, you're back.
Open your eyes.
We are back. Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. We're back. Got a special guest on tonight. That's Mr. Jones, and he's out of Florida. Before we go any further, because I've got more music from you to play, where can the audience, how can they get your music?
Ah, thank you. I was waiting on that one. So, everything that is me online can be found by searching at I Need Jones Now. On streaming platforms, if you want to find a particular song of mine, you just type in the name of that song. For example, Self-Destruct or Woman by Jones, and it should pop up. I will admit that because the name is so simple, and fairly common,
right,
You might run into a few people that are definitely not me, but
right,
I try to make sure that all of my branding is the same, as well as keeping my face involved with the artwork as well. That way, when you see it, you know it's me.
Right. So I noticed something also when I emailed you. It is I need, or is it at I Need Jones?
So the at is for all of my social medias. Every social media platform that I am on.
Okay.
You can find me at I Need Jones Now.
Okay. And that way it connects to whatever you're doing, right?
Yes.
At I Need Jones Now.
Yes.
I noticed that. I said, when I saw that, I said, this brother is serious about what he is. So let me, do you have any, gigs coming up soon or any engagements that you want to, let the audience know?
Absolutely. This coming Saturday, we are in Vicksburg, Mississippi at the City Auditorium celebrating Miss Jeanette Flowers and her birthday celebration. Let's see what else. I can check my calendar real quick.
Yeah, do that. Do that.
I have several things coming up. We'll be, just off the top of my head, I know that Belzoni, Mississippi is home of the largest catfish festival in the world.
Women, hold it. Stop the presses. What part of Mississippi?
Belzoni.
Belzoni.
Z-O-N-I.
You probably don't know why I'm laughing. The audience, some of the audience know, because Mississippi is one of those states that I like to joke around with. I like to pick on in a loving way, okay? Because they have some of the strangest names of cities, towns, or whatever it is there that I've ever heard. Have you ever heard of Boogie Bottom, Mississippi? Oh, you have. You are one of the few people I've...
Mississippi has some very interesting names. If you just Google city names in Mississippi, you'll be surprised. But that's known, so I kind of love it.
Hey, it's okay with me, too. As a matter of fact, I was born in Richmond, Virginia, and then I moved to California, and we're not going to get into all of that except for the church that I was going to. You wouldn't believe how many people from Mississippi that attended that church. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely crazy. You know, it was crazy, but that was okay too, right? But I found out, Mel, one of my good friends, Mel. Mm-hmm. Okay. He's from Mississippi, and matter of fact, he goes back, every year, because there's a David Ruffin, tribute there.
Yep.
And David Ruffin is from, why not Mississippi?
Yep. He sure is.
What he sure is.
What in the world? Why not Mississippi?
Right.
Okay. Hey, love it, love it, love it. Hey, look. Apparently.
Absolutely.
I have no question with that. And anyway, let's get back to this. This is what I'm going to do. Like I said, oh, my goodness. Mr. Jones, yeah, this one is yours right here. Yeah. Studio W. Buzz. Okay. Hey. Kick back, grab a glass. It's Monday. This is Monday Night, man.
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah. I've been waiting on this one right here, man. Yo. Let me start to it.
Better than a wet throat in the dry desert. Some food for thought to swallow. Nobody is spitting better. Never let a person who gave up tell you to stop. If they want to snoop, you could drop them like they hot. Oh, yeah, this their bills on auto pay with no overdraft. This they getting more nuggets than what you're supposed to have. Maybe this is when you thought you failed the test, but not only did you pass, it's your best grade yet. This that track that you pour a glass and you sip it to. Matter of fact, that's exactly what I'm about to do. Make a toast to the blessings coming fast and all the negativity that I left in my past. Yeah, see, this that blueprint feel. This that $500 bill by your shoe feel. This that in the drive through when someone paid for your meal. Sound and overkill, yo, it
feels good.
I don't know what the sun may bring, but I know troubles don't last always. And if I should die before the moment I wake, I pray that the Lord allow my soul to say it feels
like the emancipation of your emotions, breaking free of the very thing that's had you broken. This that moment when you fresh up out of debt, when they thought they saw you stunting but ain't seen nothing yet. Hold up, look, it's the release of your mental stress, breaking chains so that you can go and live your best life with the pursuit of your happiness. I was so depressed, I never thought that I'd be rapping this. Yeah, so this one here is for the steppers, caught in this rat race and still trying to get to the cheddar. Having some rough days but storming through any weather. If you ask us how we doing, we're not good, we're better. Yeah, see, this that thriller kind of feel. This that I ain't gotta walk now cause I got wheels. This that grab a piece of meat when it's fresh up off the grill. You know Big Jones gotta keep it real cause it's
I'm
That's Mrs. Jones. That's Mr. Jones. You know, I was talking to someone earlier, Mr. Jones, about you. And he said, hey, I've heard of this cat before. I said, he's going to be on live tonight. Now, I've got an awesome message for my great friend,